Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful day.
Beautiful.
In Astoria, Queens. With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, my number two, my man with the plan, the big dog, everybody, Mr. Ray Zawadny.
I hate to correct you, Dylan, man with the master plan, actually. Ooh. You forgot master. But thank you so much for that wonderful introduction.
And, seems a little race. Master race. Too close.
Nope. And more importantly than thanking Dylan for that introduction, I want to thank everybody that has been checking us out, watching those full video eps on YouTube, checking out the shorts, the reels that are all over your social media, and also our audio listeners. We love our audio listeners. Now, if you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Pods, make sure to leave us a rating and a review. And if you're out there on YouTube, comment on our videos.
Oh, help leave our a engagement, comment, baby.
And listen here, if you're going to leave a comment, be nice. All right. Because if you want to comment something about a guy in his 30s wearing a backward hat being lame, I'm going to do two things. One, I'm never going to take off this backwards hat. And two, if I do take off the backward hat, it's going to be shoving it right up your fucking ass, all right? So don't comment on my wardrobe or you'll get hat fucked. Anywho, we got a great guest here today. Good buddy, the hilarious Charles Angle, everyone.
I'm back.
What are you doing?
You hit the wrong button.
What was the button supposed to be? Give me what it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be the clapping, and you accidentally hit the "Why are you gay?" button.
I know.
Oh,
I
didn't. Why are you gay?
Well, what an intro.
We're about to find out.
Dude, 130 episodes, and I never hit the wrong button.
Well, it seems like it was destiny.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
You did that on purpose. You walked him right into a trap, and I don't like it. We're not a prank podcast.
Hey, I'm down to get head fucked.
We're not. Yeah, dude.
I'll be the first one.
First of all, Black Hoodie Boy is just coming at you strong.
Oh, wow.
Right,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I saw how big my tits looked on the last clip that was posted.
Well, I told you, you know.
So I'm sitting like hunkered down, and it's not accentuating my breast. Yeah.
Your shoulders get more and more back.
You know, I used to sit where Ray sits, and then we made the switch recently.
Wonder why I made the switch.
Well, I mean, there was a couple reasons, but one was that this chair makes you look bigger than you are. For
oh, really?
Some reason.
It's the chair.
It's the chair. But I also
fuck off,
feel...
Charles. I saw what you did there.
Nice. Hell yeah.
The tits sit.
Buddy, we only pound for sexual stuff.
That's true. That's true.
Did you have sex this week?
No, my girlfriend's out of town, so I couldn't call my bed. I was trying to think of a gay joke at the moment, but I couldn't. I couldn't. Dude, cut it.
We'll cut that in post. You know what's really weird, I think, is when somebody, weird and also disrespectful, somebody brags about having sex with their like longtime significant other.
Oh yeah, that's weird. I don't talk about that.
There was a comic one time leaving the club. And he's like, all right, about to go home, get my dick sucked. And I was like, nice, by who? He was like, my wife. And I was just like, gross, yeah. Man.
That's weird.
She has your kids, dude.
Yeah, that's weird as hell, dude. That is weird as hell.
Keep it to yourself.
Anyway, Charles, you fucking? What's going
on? I mean, you know what's weird is I've found it, I've become like such a prude as I get older. I don't even like the details and stories anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was younger, I even had a podcast that was about like just when I was younger about like the weekly hookups.
Fuck tales.
Yeah. You listened.
I was the one.
But now I used to crave the stories and the details. My buddy texted me the other day. He's like, yeah, she was sucking my cock. And I was like, language. Don't tell
too
me
much,
that.
Man.
Just say I hooked up and go to hell.
Yeah, we had a nice evening. Yeah. That's what I'll say. Oh, we had a nice time. Yeah.
It also depends on when you're getting those texts. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're like trying to write some jokes at a Starbucks. And there's like a dude with his daughter sitting there next to you. And it's just like.
Lights up. She reads it.
She was sucking my cock and licked my. And you're like, oh, my God. God, hey, there's kids in this Starbucks.
Dude, I have a buddy who loves showing like text. He loves doing that. He loves bragging.
Oh, doing one of these, like you're in the car and he goes,
Showing his badge. Check this out. Yeah. But he's big on like when like a girl will text dirty to him, mm-hmm. you know, and like flirt with him. And he would be like, dude, this girl's so into me. Check this out. And then he started showing us mm-hmm. and he would show us the text and he'd be like, dude, this is just. all you. We're like, what are you doing? And he would be like, he would send this like paragraph, and then she would be like, yeah, that's so hot. He would be like, she's so into me. I'm like, no, she's not.
She would heart it. Yeah, oh my God, heart. She's wet.
Oh, I've had a buddy like show me like a sex video on his phone of him, and it was like all him.
Yeah.
I was like, hey man, what the fuck is with this angle?
Yeah.
What are you trying to show me?
Is it a mutual friend?
No.
Oh,
you know, but I know what you're talking about.
Me too.
Oh, man. I have a couple of those buddies too. By the way, what angle? Was it the his asshole angle? You ever get to that on a porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, it was him from behind, but you don't really see her butt. Like, it's like zoomed in on his dong. Like, what are we doing?
Even worse.
It shows the narcissist in that person.
Yeah.
It's like a guy that like jerks off to videos of himself jerking off.
It's a never ending, and that guy's watching.
Hey, listen.
What's the perfect amount of time?
That is kind of hot, though. You know, why not? You know, it's you, so it's not gay. It's not gay.
I had a buddy when I was in high school. All the kids I grew up with, one's like a real nerdy guy, just like picture tucked in shirt, like nasally voice. He, what's it called when you, he catfished one of our friends in the group for a while.
Really?
He was talking to thought he was talking to like a hot girl or whatever. This is like back, you know, Facebook Messenger or Snapchat or something. And then a couple weeks later, he like comes over and he's like, guys, and he tells us, and he's like, and I got you to send me a picture of your dick. And we're like, what? And he's like, isn't that gay? And we're like, no, you kept this picture.
Your thing
you're the one, dude. What are you doing?
It's so funny.
That's tough to do to somebody, though. Yeah. Yeah, are they still friends? I feel like you can't be friends.
Yeah, he's all of our accountants now. Of course. Really? He was a smart guy in the group. Yeah.
I feel like you can't. Someone does that shit to you. It's just too much. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever not been friends with someone after a practical joke, but, you know, it's been close.
I've had some big ones, big pranks pulled where I'm like, I can't believe I'm still your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it depends on the longevity of the friendship.
Dude, do you have any you could share?
I have the window story, but I think I've told you guys that.
What was that?
Me.
I jumped out the window. Somebody pranked me about the robbery. I mean, I have a joke about it, but I can tell it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think you did tell this.
Oh, really?
And if so, it was 100 episodes ago.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we could do... Do you want to do that, a story now? Am I hogging the mic
here? Why not, man?
Hog the mic.
I was with my buddy once, and he's big into actually all my friends growing up, I think I'm attracted to like the same guy who goes overboard, because I think I'm in real life I'm a very relaxed guy. I don't really go for pranks, and but my best friends have always been dudes that go way overboard. And one day I was with my buddy in Atlanta, and we were at Target, and he gave me his phone, and he's like, hey, he gave me his phone for a moment because he was like shuffling between groceries. And I put it in my pocket, and then I put it on airplane mode. And then because he was shopping, he forgot about it, and he's like, hey, where's my phone? And I was like, I don't know. And then he got, like, the whole store involved. He was accusing, like, somebody of stealing it. It was awesome. And then I was like, I got it. And then he was like, man, I'm going to get you back. And I was like, you won't, because I'll know it's you. And he's like, I got it. So unbeknownst to me, he flew two people out from a different state. And
Jesus.
Yeah, staged a fake robbery.
Holy shit, so dude. I don't know if you told me this story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was so I was at his house visiting, and then I was upstairs. It's like midnight. I'm, you know, editing. I'm like super in the zone. I got headphones in. And then I hear like door smash open, you know, windows. And he's in a neighborhood where I'm like, this probably is real. And then so immediately I'm like, I like take my headphones off and I'm like, somebody breaking in. And then I hear just like, get on the ground. We're fucking, you know, we're going to kill you. We're serious. And they're like screaming. And I was like, my first thought, I was going to go into the closet if there was a knife and then just wait. You ever do that?
Oh, you're like, oh, my wait. God.
And
yeah,
then
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
jack in the box, whoever opens the door.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not him. And then so I couldn't find, he had just moved into the house. So all I checked around and there was literally only a toothbrush. So then I looked out the window.
Just making it a shiv real quick. You're like, grinding it down.
And then I looked out the window and I was like, I gotta jump out the window.
Oh
and
my then, God.
The window, it was like 30 feet. So I was like, fuck. And there was a bean because it was a brand new house. So I was sleeping on a bean bag because we had no furniture and I had COVID really bad.
This wasn't that long ago.
No, it was recent. A while ago. I had COVID where I had to go to the hospital the first time I got it.
Really?
So that's the COVID I had. I'm sleeping on a bean bag. people break in, and I look at the window, I'm like, can I throw the beanbag and, like, you know, Nike kid jump out the window and land on a net? And it wouldn't fit. So I was like, man, I got to do it. So we had a little, you know, like sometimes in the backyard, there's like a little decorative mini roof on like the side door, like a cute little triangle.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'll jump and I'll land on that mini roof and then I'll Batman off of it and like duck and roll and run and get the police.
Do you, what would have made you in your past think that you could pull that off?
I did a lot of parkour.
You look at Charles, look at dude. He's got a history of parkour, dude.
Look me up.
You just have no comedy videos. We go deep, deep in. It's just you doing parkour.
Well, that's what my high school roof.
I hate to say this, but I've done a joke about this. But like when like I feel like danger coming, like a dude like might be a problem, I start thinking of like the fight in my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And mine is a plan like yours. But I can't physically do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to fucking roundhouse kick him. I'm going to springboard off of the bar. I'm going to Superman punch his friend. And it's like, yeah, I'm not fucking The Rock.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Ray would be, you're trying to fit the beanbag out the window. Ray would have. I'm sorry,
Dylan,
dude.
I'm fatter than you. Slightly less fat than me.
I know. That's why I said it. I'm sorry, dude.
Short man syndrome and shit.
I am. I think I'm the shortest one on this podcast right now.
I'm probably right there with you. How tall are you?
5'9" and a half.
It's me.
No.
Yeah, dude. I'm 5'9" and a half, man.
You're 5'9".
Nah, 5'9" and a half, dude. I'm growing.
You're short too, Charles.
I'm still growing.
I'm average. Let's not say
average height for
here.
A man is 5'10".
No, it's not. It's 5'9".
No, it's 5'8".
It's 5'8". I hear it's 5'4", actually, depending on what state you're in.
Yeah, that's true.
It is annoying being the short guy in this. Everywhere I go, I'm like, I am shorter than everybody.
Dude, I've noticed so many people in comedy now are like tall. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know what it is?
Very annoying.
It's depressing. I look in like, if you look at like the most famous comedians right now, the podcast comedians,
oh, they're
all
huge.
Like 6'2" and up. And I'm like, I'll never be that.
Yeah.
I guess you got to be tall, dude.
That's what I'm trying to help us. I'm trying to balance out the scale.
He's bringing the height up.
Now, anyways, Charles, you were telling Dylan and the fat fuck a story.
Ray's going to hold on to this.
Fat slob.
He's going to be like, I'm quitting.
Hey, you guys got healthy choices on the table. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, Diet Coke, water.
Zen.
The Diet Coke, I think, is really bad for you. I don't know.
No, it's good, dude. No, everything in moderation.
It's good for your bones.
Yeah.
Good for your breath.
It's like milk.
So you're making your plan. You're about to jump out of this window. Yeah. You're going to do a somersault onto one roof and bounce off and Batman.
I literally thought I was going to like land like you know how Batman like lands on shit and like looks.
Superhero. Yeah. The superhero landing.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to. Yeah. So I do. I do. I don't actually jump. In the joke, I jump. But what I did is I hung off the window.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, it's so high up that I have to, like, hang out to try and get this landing.
Limit the impact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 3-4 feet will really help when it's 30 feet.
Yeah. Well, I was like, because I have to land on this roof, and then literally there's all this screaming. I do say this in the joke, but this is literally what I said, is I was so caught up in the moment that right before I let go, I heard the robbers, and, you know, they're all, like, acting, and they're screaming. And they go, there's someone upstairs. And I literally go, there was. And I swear to God, I was so in the moment. Because I was like, I felt like kind of like. And then, to make this even more badass, I misjudged the window.
Oh.
So I thought the little, the decorative roof was 1-1. It was like this. So I just went, there was. And I went, boom, boom. smacked.
Oh.
I landed sideways on the roof, cracked my ribs, plopped onto the cement, and cracked my head.
Oh, my shit.
So I just went, there was. And just,
holy shit.
So I black out for a second because I smacked on the cement. I get up, and then I immediately I'm on adrenaline. So I he had like a, you know, just a gate, whatever.
Yeah.
But I cut open my foot, I smacked my ribs, and I was bleeding from my head. And I jumped the gate in one hop. I just did like pole vaulted it off of adrenaline.
It's impressive, dude.
Yeah, it was cool. And then I start sprinting down this neighborhood. It's midnight. We're in a part of Atlanta that's like so black that people would stop me in the street and be like, what are you doing?
Are you okay?
Yeah. They would be like, you can't. And I'd be like, what? And then and I'm pounding on all these doors because I'm like, I got to get the cops.
Yeah.
And but everybody has a Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
So literally, like, you'd see the Ring doorbell light come on, people would just be like, ew. And like nobody's answering their doors.
Really?
And I'm starting to feel dizzy. And I'm like, am I, and I look at my, and then I like do this, my whole hand's covered in blood. And I'm like, woo, I'm going to pass out. So I get this one, I ran up to this one house because there was this couple leaving out their driveway.
Yeah.
This older black couple. I run up to them and I'm like, help. And this is all true. They like roll down their window a little bit and they're like, I can't imagine what I look like. Just like pajamas, oh. Bleeding. And they go, what's going on? And I'm like, we're being robbed. And they go, is your friend who's being robbed black or white? And I go, he's black. And they go, we'll help.
And I was like, really? Jesus,
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, they come in a, they help me, and then, like, they just sit me on the porch, right? And I'm like, I'm going to pass out, so you got to call the police before I do. And then they call the police, and then...
holy shit.
Yeah, the police come, and they're like, by the way, we were going to shoot you. We had a gun in the car. And I was like, well, thanks for not
real
shooting
professional.
Me. Sorry, guys. That's them.
That's them.
We're friends now. That's Janine.
They had a gun?
Yeah, they're like, we're just going to shoot you, but we believe you.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
Well, thank you for not shooting me. And so the police come, the ambulance come. Then my buddy pulls up in his car. My buddy's car pulls up in front of the house because I had ran just a couple blocks away. But because I thought he was still being robbed, I was like, they fucking killed my friend.
They're in the
car. They stole this car, and they're hunting me down. So the window rolls down on this car, and I just hear, Charles! And I was like, they got my name. It's over. And they go, Charles! And I go, no! Because I was like, I don't know. I thought I was going to walk into the car and they were just going to shoot me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, they're going to have to come and kill me and this whole family. And they keep just going, Charles, get in the car. And I was like, no! And then they got out. And it was all my friends. It was people that I knew.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like bleeding. I have to go to the hospital. And then they get me to the hospital. It was, I mean, I have a picture. I can
upload. Do you?
Yeah,
send it to me. I'll put it on it. This is obviously going to be a clip, and I'll...
So we get to the hospital, they bandage me up, they're out of fucking... So I cut my head, like, there's a hole in the head, but they were out of stitches that night.
Well, that's...
Yeah, I guess they run out.
It seems reasonable.
Yeah.
It seems reasonable for a hospital to be out of stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
fair.
What do you think? So I got a bloody sensitive head. What do you think they used?
Band-Aids?
I'm thinking glue.
Staples?
Staples.
Oh, yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They had to put four staples in.
Oh, God.
So
damn.
Painful. So painful.
God damn, dude.
And then, you know, I have to sit there like, hey, you got a concussion. You know, your foot's cut open. Your ribs are fucked. And then they give me, you know, my friend comes and picks me up. I get in the car with his two other friends. And
the robbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I thank them for their performance. But so then they're like, you know, they're like, ah, we're so sorry. You know, we're going to make it up to you. And I was like, just take me home. And they're like, look, we're going to go to a strip club. It's going to be fine. And I was like, I'm concussed.
I have injuries.
Yeah,
man.
I'm like, I can't even see. And then, you know, thankfully they were, you know, very considerate. And they took me straight to a strip club. Didn't care what I said. And
I'd like it
if that strip club got actually robbed and you were like, oh, yeah, yes. Is this a robbery? Yeah. Well, shoot me. Shoot
me. Like in the 20s. Getting shot. Very funny.
Dude.
Charles, it's not a prank. We promise.
You're still friends with this guy.
Yeah. Well, we went to a strip club. This is like Atlanta, by the way. So we walk into the strip
club.
It's
strip
like
clubs.
The strip club.
Yeah.
Everybody is, I mean, this is like a music video.
God damn.
Like, everybody, it's, you know, purple suits and, you know.
You got blood on your shirt.
Yeah, I literally, like, I'm in a hospital gown. So not only am I the only white guy, I'm the only guy in a hospital gown. And I literally had a bloody wrapped head. I look like a weird Make-A-Wish.
Well, you're at least a guy that nobody's going to mess with.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I still have the ER slippers on, too.
So did you get like any little... dances?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being the stripper who came to work that night and was like, dude, you're not going to fucking believe
yes.
this.
Yeah, but like if you walk into a subway cart and you see a dude sitting there in a gown bleeding from his head, you're going to be like, I'll just grab the next one. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I'm going to try to run to the other car before the doors close because I'm not going to be on with whatever fucking madness and mayhem this dude is about to provide.
He's like, it's wide open. Come on in. Wide open.
Patting on your lap.
Sit down. Right? Yeah. Come on.
It's an open train.
That's crazy, dude.
Did you get a lap dance?
No, I don't think I got a lap dance. I think people just like rubbed up on me. or something like that.
It's a lap dance, basically.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I think it was, you know, very brief. I think they look back and were like, whoa.
I got blood on me.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, nobody wanted to touch you.
No. And thankfully, because I was intimidated to be there. I mean, it was.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. What were your injuries besides just the head shit?
Well, I had the head. My foot was cut open. They had to put my foot in a bucket of like medical stuff to heal it because it was sliced. And then my ribs were all bruised, but like you can't do anything with bruised ribs. And then I still had COVID. So,
dude, I can't believe you went to a strip club with COVID.
That's the craziest part of the story.
Oh my
god! Yeah, might have been a super spreader,
dude. Just gave that a whole town COVID.
That is what's so funny. You know, there are some people listening that heard that whole story and are like, I can't believe that monster would get subject everybody to
COVID. I had a mask on, guys.
Dude, that makes it so much worse. Just bandaged head, nightgowned, mask for the COVID, hospital slippers.
Yeah. I mean, is an insane prank.
You definitely never
shouldn't
told
have took
me
his
that
phone.
Story.
Say that. It's my fault.
Oh, yeah. It is your fault. What happened to the cops? Did they ever, like, come? Did they ever ask you questions?
No. I mean, they all came, and then they were taking care of me until my buddy showed up, and they're like, it's a prank. And then everybody was just like, guys. And I was like, guys.
I'm dying. Arrest them. Yeah. I still have to go to the hospital.
And the guys in the fucking ambulance, they were like, I mean, yeah, you got to go to the hospital, but do you really want to come with us? Yeah, why don't you let your friend take you? And I was like, what? Take me to the hospital.
It's going to be expensive.
They didn't want to work. No. And I took the ambulance, and I felt like, because they're like, just let your friend. And I was like, I would prefer the ambulance. I'm bleeding. And they're like, really? I was like, sorry, guys. I don't know if the game's on or, you know, whatever. I feel like they were maybe on their way to a rub and tug, and they got the call.
Shit.
Yeah. God damn. I feel like that.
I think I got a pic. I'll send you.
I feel somewhere. Like that retaliation of a prank was so
justified.
Not warranted. I mean,
that is crazy, dude. That is crazy.
His thing is that he, first of all, the prank in general is nuts. But he thought, like, look, I'll have everybody. He texted them like, hey, he's upstairs. Wait till he's downstairs. Because he just thought, like, come in, scare us, and then you know, we'll be like, it's okay. Like, he didn't think it was going to be this whole. He's like, bust in, get the adrenaline pumping, he'll hide, and then we'll be like, what a loser.
Yeah.
But he texted them, like, he's upstairs. I'll text you when he comes downstairs. Yeah, yeah. But so he wasn't thinking it was going to be a huge
thing. He didn't prepare for you thinking you were fucking John Wick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's out the window, but looking for a knife of her. Thank God you didn't fucking murder one of your friends.
Just bayoneted somebody.
It does feel like
you definitely would not get in trouble for that. By the way,
No. Mm-hmm. I would have killed.
It does remind me of kind of like you know how that friend. There's always that like one friend that doesn't know how to bust balls. And like goes to the like the highest degree.
Yeah, like, that's why your mom died.
Whoa!
Hey, cool shirt, dude. Yeah, your dad's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay, Frank.
Okay, well, this is done. I guess
we're not gonna. Okay, well, dude, that is the
funniest. When that specific type of person, when you said that, I immediately thought of like three people. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're hanging and then they walk over, do you just feel the energy get sucked out of the circle?
Yeah, the weird guy.
Who
goes too hard.
And yeah.
Like, hey.
Oh, man. Okay, well, good to see you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Dude. And it's just never fun. It's always like mean-spirited, but you just know that they don't know what they're doing.
And those are the guys that make it. They got that grit. Step on people on the way up.
Yeah, because they have no. It's the self awareness. They're just bulletproof by it. I do have. I have a prank. Nothing compared to that. But it's also. I almost stopped being friends.
Oh, really?
With this guy after it was so. It was so fucked. Not really. Not compared to that. But in college, my buddy Justin used to always.
Shout out Justin.
He used to always. Eat like he would get drunk and then he would come home. This is when we lived. It was like junior senior year and we lived in the townhouses, so we would like shop for food and stuff, and we all, you know, we'd have food, but we're still college kids. So my one buddy used to shop a lot, and then my buddy Justin used to come home and like just ravage the refrigerator and eat everybody's shit. And my one buddy used to get real pissed about it. So one time he made mashed potatoes and there was like steak and mashed potatoes left over. And he put like a note like, don't touch it or whatever. And I got home that night with Justin And we started like eating a little bit. He's like, let's see what's in the fridge. So we started eating a little bit. And I had some of the mashed potatoes. You know, I had a good amount.
Yeah,
I
was like,
these are going to go in the garbage anyway, dude.
Can we play a little game?
Yeah.
Can we guess what was in
there? Yeah.
I mean, it's almost obvious.
Come.
No, that would be way worse, dude. That would be way worse.
Sorry, go ahead.
So we're all sitting on the couch the next day. I eat the mashed potatoes. I go to bed. I wake up the next day. You know, no hangover because you're in college. We're all sitting on the couch. My buddy Matt comes down and goes, hey, who ate my mashed potatoes? And we're all like, nah, no idea. No idea who.
And could it be anybody else, or are you the only two?
No, it was like six of us in the house. So it was obviously going to be Justin or me. And he goes, well, I just want to let you know that I pissed in the mashed potatoes. And I mixed them up. And, I was furious. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? And he was like, what? They're my mashed potatoes. I was like, dude, you know how fucked up that is? Oh, dude, that was...
A different color?
You don't fucking waste food like that.
We almost got into a fight over that. Like, I wanted to fight him. I was drunk, I would have fought
him. I'm glad that you ate them. Because you didn't waste food.
I didn't,
dude. Yeah, that's true. And that's sterile.
And to be honest, not the first time I've drank piss.
It was the first time you ate piss?
Yeah, first time I've ever
eaten piss.
Wait, what's up?
Dude, I remember one.
It's not the first time you drank piss?
No, dude. Every day, you know, every morning.
Maybe that's what cured the hangover.
Yeah, that's what they say. First pee in the morning, you drink it, and it's good. No, when I was younger, I remember one time my friends pissed in an Arizona iced tea bottle. We were like, hey, Dylan, we got you one. And I like sipped it. I was like skeptical, and I sipped it, and they were like, is it good? And I was like, yeah, it's good. And he was like, we all pissed in it. And I was like, I was like nine.
Oh, you know? Dude, they mixed fluids for you?
Yeah, they went to the fountain with that.
One guy shit, and that was the worst.
Oh, the Arizona Iced Tea pulp.
Yeah.
That's a rare one.
Oh, I didn't know there was corn in this. What the fuck?
Oh, gross.
My buddy did that, too. My best friend growing up was one of those weird... always pranking things for only him, but one time he boiled his piss and he put it into like cups, and we all came over to his house, and he's like, anybody want some apple juice? And I knew the kid, so I was like, I don't know, I'm not saying yes, I don't know what that is, but one, you know, the nerdy kid was like, yeah. Said, you drank my boiled piss.
Dude, that's fucked.
I can't remember ever doing anything like that.
You've never accidentally drank your piss? You ever piss in a water bottle and then you forget? Oh, that's dude. Tough.
Hey, man, no. When did that happen?
Me neither. I just have to pee all the time. So at night when I was younger, I would pee in like a water bottle so I wouldn't have to. I had a loud toilet. So I was like, if I would pee, it would make it's so old and it would sound like that. So everybody would wake up.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, let me pee in a water bottle so I wouldn't wake anybody up.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I thought it was nice. One time my grandma found the stash. And that was bad.
You weren't throwing them away?
She uncovered them. Well, I forgot. A couple of days went by. That she happens. Uncovered. You ever remember that scene in Holes where he gets the treasure chest open?
Yeah.
She found it. And she never talked. She never talked, but the whole family told me. It's really embarrassing.
Your little tinkle graveyard.
Yeah.
Immediately got written out of the will. Yeah. I don't know. My fucking grandson is collecting his pee.
I don't know what he's preparing for.
We used to piss outside for kind of no reason all the time.
Yeah, but that's just a
freedom.
Yeah,
thing.
No, fun. Like I mean, like we'd be like because we had a bathroom on the second floor, and on the first floor, like me and my brother would just like walk outside of my mom's house right off the corner of the porch and take a piss
off.
Yeah,
that's the fun. Porch. That's fun.
Yeah,
I did.
That is fun.
But it's still like my mom was like, "Can you guys? Why do you fucking can you not do that?"
Oh, my mom would, in your yard? My mom would ground me if I peed in the yard.
Really?
One time.
Yeah, oh, I used to pee in the backyard all the time.
No, we would do this in like our 20s.
That's good. Like I still do it. When you go home, it's fun to piss outside.
About pissing outside.
Have a couple drinks. Yeah. Oh, we're saving water.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you always could. It's good for the environment.
It's like a dog on a fire hydrant. Best. We're just marking our territory.
I once had, this was a, my
the favorite
best
part about a barbecue.
Oh, yeah, pissing outside.
Pissing outside.
Piss on the grill a little bit. Get the flame.
Feel like I'm used to it, so, you know.
Sometimes I'll sprinkle a little piss in my mashed potatoes.
Yeah. You know? Like a little salt.
It adds a little spice. You're like, this is salty.
This is good.
Okay.
I think I have diabetes.
I mean, Charles, we'll get to your story in just a second. That guy, though, you wanted to fight him. He kind of wasn't wrong, though.
This was the big argument.
Well, not a prank.
Who was in the wrong? Well, it was a prank. It was like a defensive. It's the same way you're not allowed to like, It's illegal, dude, to like put weapons in your car, like traps. You're not allowed to do that. Like, if there's a neighborhood where like cars keep getting broken into, and you put like a gun in your car that will like go off if someone opens the door,
awesome.
Or like, you know, yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to like weaponize your car and encourage people.
But
to,
that could result in murder.
Sure,
not well, just you sipping a little piss.
I mean, I could have died.
Was that your argument?
I could have died, dude. What if I'm allergic to urine?
Was it? They were good potatoes though.
Dude. I mean, how much did you eat?
They were pretty, like the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty good.
You and him, but he was like, you were like, I'll do the potatoes, you do the steak. you can do the steak. I'm like,
dude, I was eating them like I'm a convict too, like with my fingers, you know?
Well, you know what's...
In the fridge light.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Only thing, no shirt. Just.
I feel like maybe he was going to say something else before you snapped. Maybe like, I pissed in the mashed potatoes. And was going to say something else, he might have been like, and I wiped my ass with the steak.
Yeah.
Why would he have left the steak alone?
What did he do to the steak?
I don't even remember. But it was just like mashed potatoes. And yeah, that's all I remember about it.
So I would have been like, oh, interesting. I wouldn't have admitted
I don't think we ate the steak because it was like, that's the thing. There were levels, right? When you were in college. I don't know. But like, you could take a little bit of some. But it's like, some things off limits.
Steak, man. You know, don't eat a steak.
Yeah, that's off limits. You know, that's a big. But who the hell is going to eat cold mashed potatoes other than me, drunk, right now? You know? What, are you going to heat these up tomorrow? No.
Dude.
Macaroni salad, something like that.
It's funny that he put the piss potatoes next to his steak.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he was wrong.
He was like, it's my piss. I was going to eat them anyway. And I was like, no fucking way, dude.
He was just, you got him to his breaking point.
There's a lot of things at play here, though. So, like, it's not that cut and dry of a situation.
Oh, it's pretty cut and dry.
No, because it's like, okay, you guys were stealing off him. He wanted a chance to get his revenge. Also, I don't like the wasting food thing. And also, it's kind of, if you leave something in overnight when you know you're with some motherfuckers coming home hammer drunk, it's kind of a risk.
That's what I said.
Leaving but also, it in there's there, only one risk. Fridge. So what are you supposed to do?
Get a mini fridge.
Put
in
finish your fucking food like a man.
Like
you're anti-leftover.
No, I love leftovers, but...
That's what I'm saying. He's going leftover.
I'm just saying if I leave a leftover in there and I know the person that I live with is coming home shit-faced, it's like, probably going to happen. So I feel like him being like, it's probably going to happen. So I'll make sure to piss in it.
I will tell you this. As much as I hated it, no one ever ate his food again.
Yeah, you can only get caught.
It never
once.
Happened.
And then I think that's the perfect crime.
Yeah. You know? I would have done laxative. And then never said anything. A little laxative in the potato.
I would have
shit in your brains.
I would have never known. I would have just been like, it was a bad potato. But you know what? Next time, it'll be okay.
One time my mom had, she was like sick with something and had to like take a laxative, and it was on the like top of the counter where like there would usually be Advil, and it, like the bottle wasn't like that recognizable. And I remember I was like taking it for a couple of days. Yeah. Cause I had migraines. Like, so my migraines
aren't going away, but I keep shitting my pants.
Well, no, here's the thing. I don't know what these pills were. They were doing the opposite to me.
They were making you constipated?
Dude, I couldn't go to the bathroom. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Imodium.
And finally, I looked at the bottle, and I was like, hey, what the fuck are these? I've done shit like that all the time. I don't read labels. Yeah. I brush my teeth with Desitin before.
What is that?
It's, I never got pranked. I prank myself. That's what I do. I keep myself honest. It's for diaper rash.
It's in
a fucking toothpaste tube.
Yeah, you can't put anything in a toothpaste tube. That's what I'll think it is.
Weird.
And then it started with
Colgate can't make it, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I was probably like 9 and we were went to visit my cousins in Kentucky, and I'm upstairs, I brush my teeth, I come down, I was like, Dad, your toothpaste tastes like shit. and he's like, really? And he's like, I thought you packed toothpaste. Why didn't you use your own toothpaste? And I was like, I don't know. I choose theirs. I thought, blah, blah, blah. He's like, what was it called? I was like, Dentistin. He's like, instead of like keeping it between us, he's like, hey, Mike, this motherfucker brushes teeth with baby diaper rash fucking cream.
It's also when you're a kid, you don't know how to handle that embarrassment.
Oh, no.
You just go, no.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. You just got to own this shit. You got to own it and be like, Yeah, dude. I like to eat piss potatoes. Yeah. You know, I'm good.
This is my favorite kind. I think my teeth are whiter from the Desitin.
You know what? If I handled it now, I would be like, you know what? I don't even care because I went to bed with a full belly and I'm satiated.
There's no more rash on my teeth. It's good.
I've been eating ass, Dad. Oh, dude, I have my buddy once also in college drank dip spit by accident. Oh.
I did that.
Yeah.
When it hits your mouth, then you know.
It makes me like,
not like it's a lot.
No, it was a dude, I was like fucked up. So it was like, I set my beer down. Dude sets his thing down right next to it. And I'm just bullshitting. I'm like, yeah.
Ah.
And it makes me want. I'm going to like gag, dude. Our listeners are going to turn it off. I'm going to throw up. That makes me want to.
I ran into the sink and threw up. I ran into the sink and threw up. I haven't thrown up from drinking in a long time.
Dude, that makes me want to puke. I can't even. My eyes are watering. My eyes are like starting to water just thinking of drinking.
Well, fucking, you know, fuck. You drink. You fucking ate mashed potatoes.
That's fine.
Eat solid piss, which is hilarious.
Dude, one time I did. I mean, one time I did eat semen accidentally too. I drank it.
What?
I never told you that.
Not a lot of ways this can be on gay.
Why are you gay?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know how many times. I don't know how this could be on accident.
Yeah, what if he just like, I hate it on accident. Oh, how? I was blowing this guy.
That's what happened. He was going to tell me when he was going
to. Dude, yeah.
He pulled the old prank. That's a prank. Hey, I'll let you know when I'm going to.
No, I was dating
potatoes again?
No. Yeah, same thing.
Fool me once. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Do not eat this. Man, what are the odds he's going to do it again?
Why were they chunky? Okay.
Just Googling, can I get pregnant from eating jizz-filled mashed potatoes?
Pretty sure that was a Law & Order SVU episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Twice baked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, what's the story?
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure that someone, there was a Law & Order where this woman gave a blowjob and then got stabbed in the stomach and it like cut her somehow. I don't know if this was TV or real. And she ended up getting pregnant because it like went from her stomach into her baby maker.
I told you that in confidence. That's how my mom uterus, had whatever. Me. That's my conception story.
It's immaculate conception.
Yeah.
No, one time I did, it was my own, thankfully, but is weirdly not as gross, thank you. I was dating a girl and, you know, things happened and then she like, there was a water bottle next to the bed and she like spit into the water bottle. And then the next like morning
such
or
a
like
beta move
5 a.m. hot sauce. I had a lot of curry that night. That next morning, like 4 or 5 a.m., I like wake up. I'm like groggy, hungover. Oh, and I just like started, I started throwing up off the side of the bed. And she's like, what's happening? And I was like, Why did you put this there? And it's like, sorry. So I was so funny. And I was like, this is horrible.
That's overnight, not even refrigerated. Those kids were dead and you drank them.
Oh, that's tough.
Just a little abortion cocktail.
Sharing a lot on this pod. Things are coming back.
Starting with drinking piss was going to be weird.
I know.
We all had some stuff in ours.
Yeah, listen, you know.
My man over here is taking his own loads.
I don't like men no more.
It's okay.
It is funny when sometimes, you know, I'll get it on my hand when you're just, you know, and you're like, oh, I can't believe, ladies take this.
It's gross. Yeah. Well, I've always said this. Love coming. Hate come.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's great.
It's gross.
That's a good motto.
Hot take, Ray.
Thank you.
That's a good take.
No, some people dig it.
I don't even like
This guy fucking, this guy takes it down by the water bottle.
There's a water bottle in the back that says mine.
Don't touch it. I've been collecting.
It's like a dream catcher. What dream catcher?
Oh, God. Dude, there's so many weird people in the world. You know there's someone who's, like, saving.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably.
Yeah.
Just a water jug. It's like, I have every time from when I was 12 years old. I've been collecting.
Yeah, that's a weird hoarder. Ugh. Let me say this little, maybe this might be controversial, X-rated. I don't even like the girl cream. You know when you're like from behind and they get a little cream cheese going
Why
on?
Why are you gay?
I don't like that. That grosses me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't like it.
I don't mind it.
I love it.
Someone always loves it. It always grosses me out.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. I'm very primitive.
Ray likes it because it looks like semen.
Yeah.
That's why.
Dylan, you have no room to talk after.
I'm trying so hard to get out of this now. Trying real hard.
Did you taste it or did it hit your lips?
Oh, it was just bad. I like drank it. It was like I like swallow and then I was like,
"You, oh my,
you have
what
the
fuck?
You have the thing right now where you like get a nickname on like a dude's trip that sucks, and you keep trying to find one for another guy."
Yeah. How about him? Yeah.
They're calling you shit shoe all weekend because you stepped in shit, and then you're like, "Oh, I did it."
You're one to talk big pants. I once, I got one last piss story, but I had a stepdad once that I just, you know, back and forth didn't like. He didn't really like me. I didn't really like him, but I used to pee in the backyard.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, but he was quiet. So it was at least like, you know, it wasn't like we were yelling at each other, but there was like a quiet, like, staring. Mm-hmm. And, but I used to piss in the backyard, and then my mom would get super angry. So I would do it sparingly. And one time, it was a treat. And,
special occasions only.
And one time I did it, it had been a while, and I did it, I used to do it in a circle. I would make a circle, then I'd be like, well, it looks like dog piss.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
It's writing his name. It's like, the dog is so smart.
Yeah, look at that.
He'd lift his leg up just because he's method, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm on all fours. Mm. And then one day I did it, my mom came home and it hadn't dried yet, despite the Arizona sun. And my mom goes, what's this outside? And I was like, I'm going to get grounded. My mom's nuts. And she goes, there's a leak. There's a leak in the pipes, and she made my stepdad dig down into the dirt to try to find the leak. And he just dug, and I remember I sat in the couch and I just watched him dig. He dug for hours.
I bet that felt good.
It was awesome.
That was nice. That is nice, dude. Yeah, fuck him, dude.
Yeah.
Still your stepdad?
No.
So you got a good stepdad name?
What? Yeah, he's a great stepdad name. Right, everything about him is stepdad.
You don't have to say it.
It's, he teaches Ed.
Shout out Ed. Stepdad name.
Yep. Teaches driving school.
Oh, yeah, dad.
Uh-huh. Classic Ed. Gambling addict.
Classic.
How stepdad do you want to get?
Used to call me son. Ugh, weird.
I don't know. I've probably told this story on the pod before, but my, I never had a stepdad, but my mom was like engaged 3 times.
Mm.
And my sister's dad and my dad had a little beef, so my dad challenged him to a fight. He came to the bar across the street from my dad's house, and instead of fighting, they both just got like shit-faced drunk together till like 3 a.m. And my dad was like confessing all of his plans that he had. He was like,
fight him?
Yeah, he was like, man, he's like, I was gonna shoot Roman candles at your truck when you came up here. he's like, then we're gonna come in the bar and I was gonna fight you. And like, I think that they were like fighting about me or like my, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
kids
yeah.
things. And my dad literally just left me in the apartment across the street by myself as like a young kid just chilling while they got shit faced. I was like, thank God my dad's over there fucking defending my honor. And then they're just over there like, fuck yeah, woo. The kid kind of sucks anyway. Yeah. Let's be real. What are we fighting over?
You're in the window. Get him, Dad.
It looks like he's body slamming him, but he's just doing a keg stand over there. It's like, Dad got him.
Yeah, he's shaking the money out of him.
Oh, my God. Dude, I did want to, I don't know, I'm assuming you have other stories, but I did want to ask you about this because I saw this as you were coming over. as an Arizona guy, have you heard about this, the killer jock?
I don't think so.
Oh, dude. So this guy in Arizona.
Oh, the Gilbert gang?
I think
he's like
so.
Like 17?
Yes.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. He just escaped that gang. It's tough to get out of.
He escaped it?
No,
you did. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's big stuff. Dude.
No, yeah. The kids that like killed the kid.
Yeah. Killer jock 17. But he got into a fight at a party and they like jumped this 16-year-old kid and killed him.
Yeah.
And then the kid went onto social media on like Snapchat and wrote, I guess I'm just too strong.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, what a little piece of shit.
Did you ever see Goodfellas? When Joe Pesci kills Spider and he goes, we went for him. Good shot.
That's fucked up. I just wanted to know if you, that's typical Arizona behavior.
It was, hey, you're not even reading the next part of this headline. Oh, yeah. Bullies then danced on dying teen's body and humped him.
Yeah. Weird so to finally, fucked up. To fuck him. To, or so to hump up. Him.
It's like in a, when people used to play Halo.
The
hump down on you.
Yeah. The ball tap.
But this is real life.
Yeah. This kid was trying to flee to Mexico.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
He got rich parents. I probably loaded. Cleaned his pool.
That's a kid who died. you might have, dude. His name is Talon.
Yeah, horrible. T-A-L-A-N. That's a rich kid name.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
What a horrible name. Talon.
His friends are all named like Brogan.
Yeah, I mean, what a... People really mess up on names.
Dude, they were trying to like get the employees, like the dad was trying to get employees to like help with the getaway.
Yeah. And they were going to... The dad was going to blame another kid.
Yeah, with a similar name.
Yeah, yeah. Rallin.
Yeah, Rallin.
Allen.
Trusty.
Dude, that's so fucked. Yeah. These six dudes beat this kid to death. Yeah. And they were just like joking about it.
Yeah.
Like not texting, bragging, being like, really beat that kid's ass.
Anybody want to blow me?
Not a joke. The other kid's name is Treston. And so they call him Trusty. And then there's a Travis. These fucking names stink.
Dude, Gilbert. So they're in a part of Arizona that is, Arizona's white.
Yeah.
Gilbert is Utah. Like Gilbert is white. Yeah. So the names make sense.
But these kids, they come from like money.
Yeah, Gilbert is not, I'm telling you, like when they were like the Gilbert gang, it's like being the Lollipop Guild killed people and you're like, what?
Oh, so these guys aren't tough.
No. But no. Gilbert is big ranch properties and country. Like it just got a Toby Keith's.
What's a Toby Keith's?
A country bar.
Okay.
Like a chain.
Are they cool?
Toby Keith's?
Have you ever been to one?
Yeah.
Are they awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome.
that's the dad. He looks like looks like a dad who would be like, we're going to Mexico.
Yeah.
It's like a country Applebee's.
Yeah. Well, it's like, but you dance. So everybody, you know.
That's fun.
It's also hilarious how in this, they keep referring to the murderer as the football star.
That's so funny.
It's just like... Dude, what are we doing with the resume? Why? Yeah,
it's like how Michael Jackson had to be referred to the King of Pop every time he said his name.
King of Pop rapes children. They do allegedly.
They do the opposite for Ray Lewis. They just call him the murderer instead of the football star.
Murderer had 5 sacks against the Steelers yesterday.
That's how they do it in Pittsburgh. Yeah. And then vice versa for Roethlisberger. They're like, the rapist threw for 300 yards yesterday.
Oh, they just so like good. You see that football story, the dude with the cars, he's gotten the 6-car pile up and pile.
Yeah, and a Lamborghini.
Yeah, and he left.
He left, and they're looking for him.
Yeah, they had guns in the cars. There's a video of him like dumping the guns.
Damn,
they already released.
Did you
it.
See that?
He's still on the run.
I don't watch the
still
news.
Still on the run.
Yeah,
love that dude.
Crazy that to last night. Yeah, to be a football star and be like, I gotta run, and it's just like, how are you gonna run?
Yeah,
where are you gonna go? Maybe they'll find. What do you think about Diddy? Because he's in that island.
I think people are saying that they're seeing him in Miami, though.
Oh, really?
They've seen him floating around.
Wow.
But I think he's in Antigua. I think he's done.
Yeah.
P. Diddy was a music mogul. He used to...
Never heard of him.
Yeah. But
the D, the I, the D, the D, the Y, the D, the I. Remember that
different
song?
Different guy.
It's Diddy.
Yeah, different guy. Different guy.
Oh, different mogul.
Dude, it's crazy, though. They're saying he's like the Epstein of hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah.
He was fucking a lot of these celebs,
man. Oh, yeah, I know. Well, what the dudes.
I wonder if he ever hooked up with Will Smith.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because Will Smith is...
Allegedly.
Maybe Wayne Brady.
Well, maybe.
Because Wayne Brady's probably something now.
One of the rumors is that somebody walked in a room, because they were just like fucking going on all these rooms, like weird things, and they said that they saw Dwight Howard fucking Will Smith.
No.
Which, those are two fucking...
That's sweet.
I'd like to... Yeah.
Hey, dude, if only gay men could have kids. Jeez.
Yeah, holy hell. Like
that's a powerhouse right there.
That's amazing.
I'm not gay, and if I saw that happen, I'd be like, I gotta fucking watch for at least a minute see what happens.
I'm not gonna look at a rainbow?
What are we going on? Just these two fucking brutes bumping ugly,
dude,
you know?
Dwight? Yeah, that guy's got a...
Oh, that's like a combined 30 inches of penis right there.
Dude, that was
Dwight Howard and Will Smith.
Dude, maybe Dwight Howard, I think, has the craziest coming out of the closet story.
What was it like? He was asked. He was
accused. Someone accused him of like rape, sexual assault.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of like being like, "What? I don't even know this guy," he was just like, nah, I'm gay. And that was consensual. That was the story. Like, that was it. He was just like, nobody talked about, it's kind of the most brilliant way to come out of the closet when you're a celebrity. Just be like, nah, focus on this other thing.
Yeah. And then he moves, he's like Japan, right?
I think he was in China for a while. Yeah,
because he was like, let me just go over here for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that's the move.
He's living in Japan?
I think he's like, something like that.
He's playing basketball in China, yeah. He was trying to recruit other, like, NBA stars, being like, it's pretty great here.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want to.
Is it great? Because you're begging, like, Dwayne Wade to come and join you in.
Yeah, out of retirement.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
there's those crazy stories, too. I don't know if you ever heard this one from a while ago where they said that in somebody's memoirs, they talked about Richard Pryor fucking Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Pryor was open about just fucking everything.
Damn.
Well, I mean, that's, is it a thing where they're like, these dudes are like, you know, bisexual? Or is it that like you get so fucking rich and so sick of all the weird sex shit that you're doing, you know, with women, you're like, all right, I'm going to fuck the Godfather.
Yeah,
I guess. Like, I don't know.
Trophy fish kind of thing.
Yeah, trophy fish.
Yeah, I don't know what. I just don't know. How rich would you guys have to be?
I mean, I think at that point you...
60 grand a year?
Yeah. It's just about like enough that I could afford a Keurig in each room. Okay. That's about it.
That's pretty good. That's a good goal.
You have two rooms, pal. Yeah.
So like $300.
Hey, yeah, that's $80 if you're getting the small
one. Bathroom, ones. Kitchen, oh, you want here. A bathroom Keurig. I want one right next to my bed. Wake up to the... George Foreman next to my bed. Guaranteed. Wake up to the sound of sizzling bacon.
Panini in the morning.
Yeah.
My buddy has one joke I always think about. My buddy, he was a Chicago frat dude out in Arizona, but he had one when we both started out. He goes, he had a good misdirect that I always loved. He goes, took this girl home last night. She goes, Mike, I want to fuck you in every room of this house. I go, lady, I live in a studio. Two options, the bathroom and the room.
That's a funny bit, dude.
You know, we could sneak into the leasing office, but I'm 3 months behind on rent. I'm trying to avoid that place at all costs.
I like that, dude. That's a great bit.
I always am walking down the street like, the bathroom and the room.
So, yeah.
That is funny, dude.
It's like, I want to fuck you in every room in the house. So twice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, have you told Ray the story that you told 100 episodes ago about your...
the teach?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
You know that story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wonder about her. I told you the husband messaged me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to tell it again for the...
He could tell it again.
I mean, this is 100, probably actually more, like maybe 125 episodes ago.
Wow. You guys do a lot of episodes.
One a week.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty consistent.
Man, I got nothing in my career has changed. I'm trying to think of this. Did I tell you there was...
Unless you have another one. Because we're getting towards the... This flew by. We're already at like 55 minutes.
I could tell you. I just don't, if you guys want to hear it, I could think of a better detail. But also, if you don't want to hear it, I don't care.
I mean, I feel like the audience now wants to hear it. They're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, I could tell it. Let me see. I need to find that picture of me in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, dude. Definitely. We're going to have... I'm going to post that with the clip.
Okay.
For sure.
I don't want to see it, though. I don't want to see my friend hurt.
Why are you gay?
Okay.
I can tell it if you guys want. I don't want to.
Yeah, tell it.
I want to hear it, dude.
It's weird telling it again because I've told it, but I'm ready to tell it.
Yeah, I want to hear it, dude. That's 2 years ago.
That's true. Wow. That's crazy. It was 2 years ago.
Probably.
Time flies when we're unsuccessful.
That's true. I know. I was at the cellar last night.
Away.
Like, Drew Dunn was up. Jamie Wolf was up. And I was like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wasn't. It was just, I was like, time flies, and everybody else is going somewhere.
Ray's got a lot of comments as soon as the podcast ends.
That's true.
I'll
call my agent.
They passed. Where's my audition?
Mom.
We got a lot of calls to make because, you know, this is getting out of control.
All right, I'll tell you the story. Did I tell you there were two teachers involved?
No.
All right, there were two.
So this is, you almost slept with your teacher.
Yeah.
When you were in high school.
Yes. The remix. I was in high school. I was in student government. I was like a cool kid, but I was still very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like I came off as like, I did all the, I hosted all the assemblies.
Treasurer? Secretary?
Student body VP.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me, huh?
Swim team captain.
All the fame, sure. None of the responsibility.
Under butterfly. Yeah, exactly.
An athlete. An athlete, huh? Yeah. Real Dwight Howard.
Yeah. You will. I played the guitar, national anthem for Hoop Coming.
Whoa. The
finger tap. Yeah, pretty cool. Like
young Jimi Hendrix.
We get it. You peaked. Just I peaked in junior high.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Huh? I got a hand job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a hand job in junior high?
Yeah.
Gym
teacher.
What was his name?
I was beating you to it.
Damn it. All right. Good. Okay.
Yeah, but I was very awkward with women. But math teacher, same, one of the cool teachers. Mm-hmm. We had a math and English teacher. They were like the cool. Everybody loved them. Everybody would talk with them. And then eventually, I think I got her number because of something in student government. Like I had to text her for like an assembly that she had props for. And then after I graduated, this is like a month or two after we graduated high school, I got a text from her. And I remember I was like sitting at a table, like looking over my new college math book, just being like, okay. I get a text from her that said, I had a dream about you last night. And this is pre-emoji. So she typed out a wink.
Nice. Yeah, that's and a I lot got of work.
And I immediately dropped my phone because I was just like stricken with fear and
erection.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. It was like a Harry Potter moment. Like the owl like came to the window.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's me. I'm chosen. And I took a few minutes because I was like, this is fake. But I was like, she typed a wink. You don't accidentally semicolon parentheses. And like you just because emoji you could accidentally and I was like and I just said like what was the dream, and she said something vague. She never told me the dream. She'd just be like it was like you know cold and hot, and I'd be like what?
I want to get hot with you. You know what I mean?
It's all about feel. Temperature changes.
Yeah, parabolas. So that went on for like a couple of months. They were like get this text. Okay. Like I was dreaming about you again. And then it would be vague. And then one day, so this lady was tall. She didn't have, you know, she was flat-chested.
Yes.
And then, so I worked at a yogurt shop, Yumberry. That's what it was called.
Nice.
Also worked at another one at the same time, Menchie's, but I, you know, can't say, I can say that now because the NDA is up. But I was working at two yogurt shops.
Whoa, rival yogurt shops?
Yeah.
Bringing in the dough.
Yeah.
The yogurt prince of Arizona.
Yeah, okay. I had different tattoos. But I would get all my friends to come in. They would, I would just have them swipe their license. So I would give every girl like free yogurt and stuff like that. And then, so she comes to the yogurt shop one day, she's wearing a wife beater, brand new tits, like fresh implants.
Nice. BNTs.
Yeah.
BNT.
The BNT is back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some, and these things were, I mean, they were, you know, they're still like when they're new, they're like
they're still shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these things are shiny.
They fucking still had the tag hanging off them.
Yeah, they're a C. He's like, I don't know if I want to keep them. I'm like, do you steal them? They had that little metal clip.
The ink thing blows up. Yeah. Half her tit is green.
Like, yeah, I keep walking out of Macy's and getting the alarm going off.
So she's getting yogurt. And I mean, because I'm awkward. I'm like, okay, this is obviously like a sexual movie moment. So she pays, and I'm like, I got to say something. Like, because this is, she, and then as she grabbed the handle, I said, hey, did you get a haircut? And she goes, no. And I go, well, something's different.
Nice. It's
pretty cool.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, where'd you go before this? The tit store?
I was trying to think of a different one. Were you Ari Iola? So she comes up to me and she goes like, hey, we should go to a hotel this weekend. And I'm immediately pissed. I'm so nervous. And I'm like, yeah. And at this time, I don't even remember if I had, I think I had had, I wasn't a virgin anymore, but I like still was like, yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good. Got it in.
Nice.
Gym teacher.
hey, I know him.
Yeah, he transferred after the incident, after the middle school hand job. Yeah. So one day I'm hanging out with my buddy. This buddy, very straight and narrow kind of guy, like Eagle Scout, fill in the, like, you know, ROTC, all that stuff. Good guy, but like really, you know, good family, good school. This kid's
straight laced.
Yeah, exactly. So we're sitting, and then but he's like a very hot guy. Like every girl is obsessed with him.
Hell yeah.
So and then so we're hanging out. He's one of my good friends. We're hanging out at my house. I get a text from the teacher, like, "Hey, we're at the Marriott. Come and hang out." And I tell my buddy, who I'm like, "Okay, he's straight laced. I'm awkward, so maybe he could point me in a different direction because he knows me. Like, should I hang out? I'm a nervous Nelly."
Yeah.
And then I'm like, "What do you think?" And he's like, "You should probably go." And I'm like,
"And also, pal, stop saying nervous Nelly." Yeah. And then he sent you on your way.
So then I get another text from the teacher. She goes, "Also, Miss Blank is here too." And that guy.
Oh, Miss Blank.
I love that she still referred to herself as her teacher name. Mm-hmm.
I don't know her real
name. She's not like, "Hey, Janet's here also." Yeah. She's like, "Mrs. So-and-so is here."
Yeah, she's keeping the fantasy going.
Yeah, nice. Dude.
And then so I tell my buddy, I'm like, "This teacher's here." And that teacher was the other cool teacher. And he's like, "We're going."
So hell yeah.
We both go. We get to this. It's the biggest hotel in Scottsdale. It's like 1,500 rooms. It's massive. So it's right by where I live. There's a House of Comedy across the street, if you ever had the House of Comedy in Arizona.
Perfect.
And then we get to the Lazy River. It's two teachers, two kids. And she's floating around, and she's got these new boobs. And, like, you know, I'm just awkward. I don't even remember what we were talking about. And at one point, she's like, "What do you think of them?" And I was just like, "I don't know." And she's like, "You can look at them." And I was like, I just, like, couldn't handle it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they get to a point where they go, "You know, we have alcohol in our room."
You're 18.
19. Maybe like 19, 18, something like that. And I don't remember. I think we both like freaked out because it got so real. Like I literally don't remember. I think we both pulled the plug because me and my buddy looked at each other, and I think we were just like,
like, "I already finished." Yeah, I came in the river. I'm done, actually. This was great. This was better than I could have imagined. Yeah.
You know, the real reason was like, this is better than I.
This is honestly everything I could have hoped for.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Was it good for you? Did you also finish?
Is that how this works? Through osmosis? Could you drive me home? Were you serious about that? Or?
I rode my bike here.
Dude.
I'm sick of standing on pegs.
Busting a nut in the Lazy River is the fucking funniest thing in the world.
Just because there's a kid swimming by on her gug.
You immediately go from like on your back to like doing that, like leaning on the tube. You're in the water now. She's like, "Why'd you switch it up?" You're like, "Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to tan my back." It never gets enough tan. People tell me all the time.
It's so white.
Your back's not tan enough.
I love this story so much, dude. It's crazy.
So I don't remember. I think this is the real truth. Is I've always been somebody that if I think I get ED with hooking up with a lady.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've always had it because I get nervous because in my opinion, if I'm hooking up with the girl, I'm like, this girl is so hot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't and then I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to perform. And so I did have an honest thought of like, it's going to be so embarrassing when I can't get hard for my teacher. Yeah. She's like, "Where is it?" I'm like, "The dog."
The dog ate my boner. You were going to say?
What is wrong with you? Oh,
right there. So we get home or whatever. I don't remember. Like, I think I suppressed it. Maybe they raped us.
But, Jesus Christ.
Because I have no memory. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, now I'm, like, in community college or whatever.
Yeah.
And I get this Facebook Messenger request, and it's from this guy just, like, cussing me out. And now I'm, like, you know, it's behind a screen. So I'm, 19. I'm, like, yes. This guy's bitching me out. I don't know. I'm not like this at
all. It was the teacher's husband?
Yeah. Which, by the way, like, crazy to... So she probably went through his phone, or he probably went through her phone and saw the text.
So you never went up to the room?
No.
No.
No. Which could have been a foursome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
real freaky.
Did you see her BNTs unleashed?
No, no.
No.
I was too afraid. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It was really, it was like this golden opportunity. Mm. But the whole time I was like, you're giving it to the wrong kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
That's probably what she liked about it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
The awkwardness.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what she
was into.
Girls
do like an awkward guy, kind of.
Some.
Hey, go with it. Go with it.
I'll commit to the bet for now.
So he comes in. He's reaming you out.
He's reaming me out on Facebook Messenger, and I get it. I'm at school, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because, like, why are you yelling at me? Yeah. I'm not. If your wife is texting a teen, it's not the teen's fault.
Yeah.
It's not.
I turned her down after I fired off a load in the lazy river.
Yeah, come on, man.
It could have been way worse.
Yeah.
So I get this big, like, I think it was just like, why don't you stay the fuck away from my wife? And then I respond, I go, it's funny because your wife dreams about me.
Yeah, how you like that? It's real hot and cold in your dreams, brother.
And so we go back and forth for a while.
Wow.
And then at one point I was like, hey, this just hit me. I forgot that you guys are like, this is real. So I was like, I'm sorry, you guys are married. Hope you don't get divorced, but if you do, I get it. And then I was like, have a good day. Yeah, oh, like, this is weird.
Have you tried to find her since?
No, you know, I never found her, but I never saw the other teacher ever again, but I know that she got divorced.
Oh, yeah, well, it makes sense, dude. Makes sense.
So this is what I did find out, is that, so we had this, like, Me Too moment of, like, you know, after college, you're in college or whatever, like, you know, different when it's summer or whatever, all the kids from out of state come back and you have like a bonfire.
Yeah.
I was telling the story and then other kids were like, me, same.
I wasn't
the only one.
Yeah.
So she, I don't know, who knows? It could have been her third kid of the day at the hotel.
God,
she
could have
been ringing them around.
Oh, she's like, they just keep fucking coming in the river. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. None of them are coming up to the room.
I take them to the casino, but they're too young. Yeah, and then I saw her in real life at a grocery store.
You say hi?
I was walking into the store. She was driving in the parking lot, and this car stops, and the window rolls down, and it was her. She shows her face, and she's like, hey. And I was like,
oh.
Hey. And she's like, how are you? And I was like, good.
How are those BNTs?
Yeah, are those things unfrozen yet? Listen, you know what I mean? BNT is like a chicken in the freezer.
You got to thaw them out. Yeah. You know?
You got to break them in like a catcher's mitt, you know?
Oil them, put them under your bed. I hate that. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude.
Is that what you have to do?
Jesus Christ. For a catcher's mitt?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm an athlete, bro. All right, dude. Ray's just mad that I called him fat earlier in the episode.
No, you are an athlete.
Holding on to it, dude.
You're an athlete. You're a regular DH.
All right, dude.
Shout out to Dwight Howard.
All right, dude.
So did he respond like, that's very mature?
No, he left me on red.
Brutal.
What?
Yeah, that's all he wanted. He wanted the apology.
Yeah.
Damn. You could have had another opportunity to
maybe fuck them both.
No. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you know what? Come on back to the hotel.
We're back at he's just waiting, jerking off in the corner. Nice. Okay.
Well,
I think that's a good place to wrap up the episode. Sure.
Charles.
Yes.
What I want you to do now is I want you to take off your shirt.
All right.
Now, we don't have any male talent here per se, but I'm going to be the male talent. I'm going to sub in. Have you ever been in the movies before?
I haven't been in the movies. No, I'd love to be.
Yeah, you'd love
to be. You
guys
are making a movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, oh, cool.
But we can't just hire a pretty face. We need to know that
for the Patreon.
We need to know that you can perform.
I can perform. I'd love to perform.
No, Charles. What I was going to say is look into that camera and tell them where they can fucking find you.
You can find me on all the social medias at Charles_Engle. It's E-N-G-L-E. I run a great podcast. It's a comedy history podcast called Overshadowed. You can find that on all the social medias and YouTube as well. And if you're in New York, come to a show.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Come on out to a show.
Dude, that was great, man. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry I made you tell that story again.
No, I'm fine with telling you.
I just really like it so much.
No, I never heard the full story. I think you told me at like the bar once. We were just S and the S shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And
S and the D's.
Yeah. Well, you can.
Drinking the jizz. Eating the piss. You know,
Hey, listen, this has been a tough episode for me. Tough episode.
Listen, you can find me at Reza Wadney on all social media. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Reza Wadney. Got a special coming out a little later this year. And please keep joining us here every single Wednesday while we eat the piss. And chew the fat, as they say, eat the piss, as they say, with my man, the man with the plan.
At Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and at Troublemakers on all of those sites. We post clips 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week. If you're on them, hey, if you see us on YouTube, leave a goddamn comment, okay? Tell us you're enjoying the episode or that you hate it. I don't care. More comments, feed the algorithm, baby.
Don't say you
feed
hate it. I'll
the
kill
algorithm.
You. I'll kill you if you say you hate it.
We're here every Wednesday. We'll see you next week, baby. Good night. Bye.